We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You know, marriage is a respected institution here in our country and most of the world.
Yeah.
And it's also a difficult institution for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Now, you don't want to admit that. Most people act like marriage is this great thing. But if we're honest about it, we celebrate when people make it a certain length of time. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Oh, their 10th anniversary. Oh, 25 years. Can you believe it? They've been married 25 years. 50 years. How did they do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, we recognize that it can be difficult to stay together.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of health benefits to being in a relationship, and we'll actually talk about some of those. But sometimes it gets so bad that you have to get out. You just have no choice but to get out of the relationship. And I have one of the most extreme versions of that I've ever seen. A little over a decade ago, a man named Malcolm Applegate in England was in his early 50s, and he was sick and tired of his wife nagging him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've told my wife before, I said, honey, you got to quit nagging me. If I say I'll get around to doing something like cleaning the garage, I'll do it. Don't nag me every 6 months.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, hopefully, you know, she's gotten the message and this may help her even more. But apparently Malcolm's wife didn't get the message and he just got sick and fed up with it. He disappeared.
Oh,
one day he just disappeared. They weren't sure if he had passed away, if what had happened to him.
Mm.
But a decade later, he turned up again at a homeless center, a place that helps people get back on their feet again. It turns out Malcolm hated his marriage so much that he had been living in the woods.
Wow.
He moved into the woods next to a community center for senior citizens. He worked there as a gardener, and at night he would go back to his little area that he had built up in the woods.
Mm.
So I guess he had set together a lean-to or some sort of a tent or something, and he was living in the woods. And he decided to come out of hiding, and he has gotten back in touch with his sister, who thought he was dead all this time.
Yeah.
He has not, however, gotten back in touch with his wife. So Malcolm's still not ready to get back with her. And I have a picture of him here, Hawk. He's a fairly normal-looking dude.
Yeah.
Now, after a period of time, can't she have him declared dead?
I'm assuming they may have done that since the sister apparently thought he was already dead.
Mm.
And I don't know if the wife had done the same thing.
Yeah, and for this specific incident, I'm guessing the guy, it might be a little bit off. The wife nagged him so much, it drove him crazy. And so he moved out in the woods.
And every woman listening should be aware that's a possibility.
Yeah.
So you need to ease up on your husband a little bit.
Yeah. Or not.
Right.
I'm kidding.
See,
that's
Heidi,
awful.
That's what happened.
Well, that's awful to not know what happened to your loved one.
I'll be honest. Some days here on the show, Heidi makes me want to
run away.
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah. And that's me. Like, if we get in a fight or something, I'm one. I just want to go disappear. I want to go in my hole where I'm safe.
Right.
I totally disagree. You like having the last word. You do.
Who, Hawk?
Hawk.
I think you got him confused with me.
No, I don't even argue with
anymore. I do like to have the last word, but I still know that I've lost, and I want to go into my hole in my safe and be... It's an escapism.
Well, that's kind of what Malcolm did. He said that he loved his job as a gardener, and when he got married, his wife started to become more and more controlling and demanded that he cut back his hours. She didn't like him being out of the house.
Mm.
So, after a long time of trying to stay in the marriage, he decided to leave for good without a word to anyone, not even family. He packed up and left and went missing for 10 years. He camped in a thick woodland near Kingston, southwest of London, while working on gardens at a community center for the elderly.
Yeah. And you got to think, it's got to be bad for his ex-wife.
Oh, no kidding, yeah. Right? Because she's got to tell everyone now.
Well, I mean, if she's out on the dating scene now, it's like, so what happened in your last relationship?
Oh, you may have seen him in the news.
Yeah. He moved in the woods and lived there for 10 years.
Yeah.
But it wasn't my fault.
Oh, sure. Okay? She ran him off.
Yeah. Oh,
and that's the message for ladies, is that you don't want to be that woman trying to explain to the dating scene that your husband left you and went and lived in the woods.
Yeah.
He'd rather do that.
I'm going to post this up on my refrigerator door today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.